Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and I just got this a prayer request. Serena on life support will be taken off life support right now at 11 p.m. Pray for her salvation and that she will breathe on her own. Joe, would you like to pray for Serena? Pray that
Serena, I sure would. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I know absolutely nothing about Sabrina. But Lord, you know everything. You know every hair on her head, every thought she's had, every word she's ever spoken. So we don't need to, we just come to you, and we've heard that as she's taken off life support, she has those that love her that want her to stay with them. And Lord, if it be thy will that you would allow her to keep breathing on her own, that you would pour out your healing power, that you would restore her, that you would revive her and bring her back to health and allow her to have a great witness, a great testimony. But Lord, we know we have to say, if it be thy will, it could be you're calling one of your children home. And but we ask you to just bless her in every way possible and be with those that love her, all the family and friends that care about her. And we just put everything into your wonderful, capable hands, Lord, and that thy will be done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Joe. We have, you know, Joe, there was a time, you and I remember, when America was great because she was good, and we could trust things. Our institutions, we could trust. That. You and I even remember a time when even the public school system wasn't totally corrupted.
And I went to a wonderful school where they still said prayer, where the teachers were wonderful. The education level was great. It was a wonderful time.
And even the FBI, I remember back in those days, we did radio programs where there was some integrity. You felt like the FBI was on your side. That was pro-America. Well, And we had it. Remember when we had an actual Justice Department? And then Remember when our military, the Pentagon, wasn't about drag queens. It wasn't about drag queens. It wasn't about the sickening things, the pedophilia. We actually had a military that was about protecting America. Well, those days
wars.
Are
winning wars.
Right. Those days are gone. And so now we have to bring people what's actually happened. We're going to play a clip here in just a minute. And this clip really goes into Stu Peters is going to talk about the documents and the Ukraine. So go ahead and bring that up.
U.S. authorities arrested an Air Guardsman that they said is responsible for leaking this huge trove of classified information about the ongoing war in Ukraine. There's been a lot of attention on this leaker. Who was he? How did he get the documents? Oh, and the online chat group that he was the leader of. You see, they have all of this press focused on the leaker for an obvious reason. Because they don't want people talking about what was in the actual leaks themselves. So what was in those leaks exactly? Well, nothing less than full proof that our fake leaders have been lying to us about this war for months. No surprise, of course, the Empire of Lies lied to us about the Afghanistan war for 20 years. They lied to get us into the Iraq war, weapons of mass destruction. They lied about 9/11 itself. They lied about Syria and Benghazi. They've lied to us about JFK. They've lied to us about safe and effective vaccines and space wars. They lied to us about the Vietnam War a half a century ago. So what kind of lies were they telling this time around? Oh, I don't know. Just the lies that we've been saying that they would tell for a year now. In public, the Biden administration says that Ukraine is strong and going to beat Russia. But in secret, they tell the truth. They admit that Ukraine's armed forces are a complete disaster. They're low on ammo, their equipment is broken down, and most importantly, they have a manpower shortage. Both because of casualties, yes, and because rather than serving their country, Ukrainians recognize how fake and illegitimate and disastrous this war is, and so they're actually fleeing their country. As a result, the leaks say that the U.S. is pessimistic that Ukraine can ever win the war or drive Russia out of its territory. In other words, this is a stalemate and a meat grinder. and it's killing thousands of Christians pointlessly because we refuse to negotiate to end it. The leaked intelligence also exposes how America has been spying on our own supposed allies. It shows how we've been pressuring them to break neutrality by sending lethal weapons to Ukraine when they don't want to. The leaks show how the homosexual cross-dressing installed fake President Zelensky promises not to attack Russian territory are a complete lie, and that instead he's been aggressively agitating for long-range missiles to hit Russia directly and may have already hit Russia with unmanned drones. So it's no surprise. This war is just another war of lies fought on behalf of the empire of lies. Nate Kane is a U.S. Army veteran and cybersecurity defense contractor. He joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. Nate, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. So what do you make of what's inside of these documents while the press wants to talk about who the leaker is, who, by the way, is likely a hero?
Well, I think that it's obvious that the government has been withholding information from the American people. What is more troublesome, and I would venture to guess that they're also, the government has not been telling the oversight committees in Congress, the intelligence oversight committees, any of this information. In fact, I would venture that they've been holding back this information from them. And that is very concerning because without a doubt, there are reasons to withhold classified information to the public. Some of this may have, you know, an impact on ongoing operations, military operations, certainly can be damaging to us. And so I'm not necessarily, for leaking information to the public. However, as a former whistleblower myself, I absolutely 100% believe that it is a good thing to take information where you see, downright lying going on or misinformation being given to Congress and ensuring that that information is getting to our representatives so that so that they can absolutely, hold these people accountable.
Yeah, but in this case, we don't have any actual representatives. We have a uniparty group of globalist elites that lie constantly. And even on the so-called Republican side, if you still believe in that construct, the U.S. Congress are the only people that have the authority to make a declaration of war. They didn't make a declaration of war. This war was never approved by the American people. And here we have U.S. troops inside of Ukraine, special forces operations, apparently to oversee aid distribution. You don't need special forces. Am I right to oversee the distribution of aid?
Yeah, I would agree with you 100% on that. The Constitution is very clear. The government, federal government has been violating the Constitution left, right, and center. This is one of the biggest problems that I see going on right now.
So how could we ever trust a sitting representative to then tell the American people, hey, look, there's U.S. forces boots on the ground inside of Ukraine. This war is being fought under false pretense. We shouldn't be there at all. 100% of the purse string should be zipped up from Congress. McCarthy should close down one more red cent that's being sent to this fake installed government that wasn't even a real government in the first place. I mean, the president doesn't even have a real name. How many Y's is he going to add to this thing over the next few months? The whole thing is a complete sham set up by the deep state to cover up all the dead bodies that are buried in that corrupt fake country. So if not for a leaker, in this case in particular, how would the American people ever know? We're sending close to $200 billion to these people to fight this war when we can't even militarize our own border and take this country seriously?
No, I agree with you. I do think that we have a major problem right now with the way that the whistleblowing laws are. I mean, it's absolutely, they don't do anything to really protect people other than, from prosecution. But my concern is that this young man who, obviously did these things because he believed it was the right thing to do is now facing, probably certain jail time and, probably a very long time because they will make an example of him. I mean, just a perfect example is look at the things that Edward Snowden exposed. And, while I don't necessarily agree with everything that he exposed, I certainly think that what he brought forward in terms of like the PRISM program, kind of parallel some of the things that you see here that this guy had brought forward. The fact that the U.S. Is in danger, quite frankly, of being able to fight a two-front war. We don't have the military weapons supplies, because we've been sending everything off to the Ukraine. Fact that there have been many, many more of these, Chinese spy balloons flying over our country that our government has done nothing about. There are so many things that were exposed in this that are very damaging to the Biden administration. And while I don't think that the things that got exposed here are anywhere, you know, as dangerous, if you will, to, you know, to ongoing military operations as say some of the things that came out in the Snowden leaks, I do believe that, you know, it just gives, it makes it very clear that right now that the government has been propagandizing the American people.
Yeah, they want to lock this guy up just like they yeah. want to lock Snowden up, just like they wanted to lock up Julian Assange, just like they want to lock up nurse and doctor whistleblowers that are blowing the whistle on the entire fake COVID pandemic. The reason why is because you're right. This is not dangerous to national security. Yeah, it's dangerous to the empire of lies. It's dangerous to the military-industrial complex because now the government, who is supposed to work on behalf of and do the bidding of U.S. citizens, is exposed for being the most corrupt country and the most corrupt government on the face of the planet, who's actually waging war on its people.
You know, you bring up a good point, and there's another there's a lot of stuff that's coming out, like even in the Twitter files, you know, that very, very much concerns me. And that is that you have our own government spying on the American people via proxy. I don't know if you saw the interview that was done last night by Tucker Carlson with Elon Musk.
Yes, but it makes of course it clear. I did. Yes.
It makes it clear that the you know, many and I thought it was interesting because he said the intelligence community, a lot of different intelligence communities had full access, you know, to even our DMs, you know, even our you know, our private messages. I know that they've been, you know, shutting down accounts. They've allowed the government to censor us via proxy, censor certain stories. You know, essentially, these social media platforms are nothing more than, you know, propagandize and spying tools for the intelligence community. And we're not even certain that it's just the U.S. intelligence community. It could be the Chinese intelligence community. It could be, you know, other intelligence communities that are buying, you know, this data from them. So I have major concerns, you know, over all of this. And I think all of it needs to be exposed. And I think the Congress, you know, I'm done with this idea, this notion that, you know, that just hearings are enough. I think we actually need Article I tribunals to be instituted to deal with these agency issues. I think that there needs to be prosecution. People need to go to jail.
Yeah. Period. I was just going to ask you that, you know, I mean, and as far as Twitter is concerned, I'm not even quite sure how many feds are still employed over at Twitter. You know, right. I mean, it's very obvious that the bot armies are out of control and that there's probably feds working suppression techniques on certain accounts that are giving out information. And for those people that are getting the information and starting to learn the truth about, say, Ukraine, for example, learning the truth about these bioweapon injections that were purported to be safe and effective vaccines, learning that, you know, the SARS-CoV-2 virus was actually developed right here on our soil at Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and then offshored somewhere else to be deployed intentionally on the American people and citizens, you know, across the face of the planet. These people are now more fearful of what our own government is capable of doing to us than the government of China or Russia. Vladimir Putin.
Absolutely. As am I. You know, the difference is, you know, the China, there's an ocean between us and them. Okay. And while, yes, they can still reach across because of the internet and they can cause problems, the reality is that what we're looking at right now is tyranny within our own government. They are violating our Fourth Amendment rights, they're violating our First Amendment rights. I mean, everywhere we look, we see these violations happening, and yet nothing is going on. The FBI, of course, they were paying $3 million to Twitter. You know, I think Twitter's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I think, you know, Facebook, Alphabet Inc., all, you know, which is Google's parent company, all of these companies, I think, have been receiving payment from our federal government and from different agencies, and they've been cleaning up, you know, making a lot of money. That's why they are so powerful, is because of the amount of money that they've been making from our own, you know. And so essentially our tax dollars have been paying to have the government targeting us.
Yeah, funding our own demise. Yeah, absolutely right. And Vladimir Putin never forced you to get a vaccine. Vladimir Putin.
No. All right, there you go, Joe. It's just that's where we're at today. This is the challenge that we have of America out there. America, we need to take our country back. There's a war. We're in a war for the minds, the hearts, the souls, and the minds of our children. All right, phone number is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right. Beverly matched my 1,000. Thank you, Beverly. And Rose in New York, Beverly in Manhattan, Rose in New York pledged 50. Earl in New York pledges 500. Jack in Ohio pledges 30. And Janice in Minnesota pledges 70. Thank you, thank you. That brings us down to about 3,500. We have about 35 minutes. We have 35 minutes, so we need to raise about $100 a minute for the next 35 minutes, folks. So can I get three more matches for that 1,000? That would be great if we could do that.
That would. Now, I do want to remind people, though, that for all the years, the bulk of the donations that come in are the smaller donations. So I think sometimes we have some people that are blessed that can make a $200,000, $500,000 or more donation, and yet we would not be able to survive without the $10, $20, $30 a month donations from many of you out there. We realize that, and a lot of people don't want to pledge, but just remember you can send your donation to WRWL Ministry, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And if you're rumbling down the road in a 18-wheeler, you can just go to our website, wrwl.org, and all that information is there, including PayPal, and you can make a donation still on PayPal. For all of you that don't want to call in or don't feel comfortable, that's a good way to do it.
Well, you know, Joe, I noticed something here tonight. We haven't gotten any donations from the states where we had to go off the air.
Yeah.
And now we still get, we'll get donations from them because of the newsletter. And again, I get letters, but since they can't hear the program, most of them listen to us on the radio. They're not calling in tonight, but. Anyhow, that's why it's so important. We're on some of those, like in Portland, Oregon, we're only about $12,000 short of going back on that station. You know, and you folks out there in Oregon, and it's the same thing there in Little Rock, Arkansas. We don't need that much. It's only about $12,000-$14,000 we can go back on those stations out there. Anyhow, here
you did say something a minute ago I wanted to bring up. One of the things you and I have done, I think since we were both started radio, was the public pool system. You started talking way back about homes. You were one of the first people in the country to encourage people to homeschool. And I firmly believe that as long as we continue to send our precious children were created in the image of God to the public school system to be educated by the devil. I mean, today, all over the school system, the children are just indoctrinated politically. They're taught to hate their country. They're programmed. They've got that 1619 project, the K-12 curricula that's used in about, 4,600 U.S. public schools. They are taught to feel ashamed of America, that, white supremacist, racist, genocidal, everything that's wrong with the country. They're taught to, they don't have to tell their parents the truth. They're being even starting down in kindergarten, their little children are being taken to these drag queen story hours, drag queen events by these deranged, I think I just call them demon-possessed men that are running around trying to act like these weird imitation, over-sexualized women. Just everything, the horrible books that you find in the school libraries, the racism, the white supremacy, the garbage they're taught day in and day out. You can't send them to a 30-minute, even if you have an hour Sunday school once a week, is not going to compensate for 5 days a week of communist brainwashing, hate America, you know, hate the system, hate capitalism. We are, that is the seed of our nation's destruction. It is why we are in the mess we're in, because we turned our children over to the communists and the devil for education.
You know what, Joe, that brings you here for this article right here. 18 Democrats arrested in New York State for trafficking the same child for 7 years, Joe. Near the Yates County, New York District Attorney announced that 18 Democrats have been indicted on sex trafficking and rape charges involving the same minor over a seven-year period. Five of the individuals have already, okay. Let me see. Wait a minute. Your period. Five of the individuals have already. They've already been indicted.
Yeah.
So 18 people arrested in connection with the child sex trafficking of the same child. That's 13 years for 7 years. So this tells you what age she had been when they used a threatening her with a rifle since she was a little child. I mean, that's. This is what's more and more of this stuff, and here, you know, I don't think they in New York, I don't think the mayor of New York City really has a problem with that, and just like we know, the mayor of Chicago doesn't really have a problem with this. I mean, it's and here, Joe, look, we have some really good people in Colorado who has helped us out there, who's been supporting us for a long time, and the good people, but. We had to go off the station there, Joe, and here the state demands, listen to this, this is from World News Daily, the state demands abortions for women who don't want them and gets sued, Joe. It's a terrible law that's bad for women and bad for doctors and nurses who are trying to help women. The state of Colorado, run by Democrats in the state house and the governor's office, have been radically pro-death for a number of years already. Lawmakers in the recent years have decided, in effect, that the unborn have no rights whatsoever in that state. But now, Joe, it's being sued for going too far in its promotion of child killing and its demand for abortion by insisting women who don't want to kill their babies, kill their babies. The result is that for now, Bella Health and Wellness, a Catholic health center, has been granted an exemption from a law signed by Governor Jared Polis. He is a flaming sodomite. He's an all-out-in-the-open flaming sodomite who for years have been all-in on the most extreme child-killing ideologies signed only days ago. Defendants in the lawsuit are the Attorney General, the Colorado Medical Board, the Colorado State Board of Nursing, and three district attorneys. Judge Daniel D. Domenico, a Trump appointee, placed a temporary restraining order on enforcement of this wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean law. And that's what they want to do in Ohio, and that's what we're going to stop here. We're going to fight it with everything we have. In fact, in Newberry, the Communist Party headquarters out there in Newberry today, went to our printers right next door, right there in Newberry, Ohio, right at the corners of 87 and 44, the Communist Party headquarters here. They were getting petitions to take away the rights of parents to know that their children, that to know when their children are going to be molested by these beasts, these animals out there who want to do this surgery, this molestation, what they call trans surgery on these children. And if that evil, ungodly, wicked amendment gets added to the Constitution, it will erase all of the pro-life legislation that we've passed over the years in Ohio here. It is wicked, it is evil, it is sinister, and it's satanic, and it comes from people that are the very same way.
Well, it's not just Ohio. California mom confronts school district after 11-year-old changed genders without her knowledge. Colorado district equity docs reveal system to deceive parents on in-school social transition. Kansas school district gender identity can be kept from parents. Avoiding preferred pronouns can cause death of the student. I've got a stack. Probably I could do about...
I know, but I got to get the number. It's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, we're down to about, we need about 3,500, and we have, let me see, approximately 25 minutes. We got to raise another 3,500. We need three people to pledge 1,000. It'd be nice if we could get four to match my pledge, or at least eight people to match a pledge of 500 out there. And so, again, the phone lines are open, and the guys are all sitting there looking, waiting for them to ring. They just would love to see those phone lines ring, and I'd love to see the phone lines ring.
Let's see what God says. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Let every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You reap as you sow."
Joe in Staten Island just placed 100. Thank you, Joe. All right, folks, we need it. It's got to keep coming again.
Yeah. Let me read one more verse out of Luke 6. In verse 38, part of it says, the last part, "For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." God has said that if you give, he will make sure that you can continue to keep giving at the level that you give. You have his word on it, not mine.
All right. Very, very good. All right, 34. We need 3,400 yet, and we have about 24 minutes to raise that up. So, folks, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Can we get three pledges of 1,000? If we could do that, we could make it. Or six pledges of 500, right? Or 12 pledges of 250. But we need it, folks, tonight, so we can continue to bring you what we're the same kind of stories, and we can still be the voice of the Christian resistance, as we have been all of these years. And here's a little bit of good news, Joe. Republican-led states reject partnership with nonpartisan health policy group pushing anti-white far-left brainwashing. Again, I want to say that again. Republican-led states reject partnership with nonpartisan health policy group pushing anti-white and other far-left brainwashing. This is out of the Natural News. A so-called nonpartisan health policy group called the National Academy of State Health Policy is not welcome in a number of red states because it actually is partisan and aligns with the Communist Party. The main base group claims to be an independent policymaking group working towards advancing health policy innovations. But the truth is, it is devoted to health equity and anti-racism, both dog whistle terms that refer to institutionalized anti-white racism.
Well, let me repeat something. Equality under the law means we're all equal under the law, but the outcomes, you know, we're all given the same chance, but what doesn't mean we get the same outcome. But equity means the government steps in and makes sure that the outcome is the same for every person. This is communism. This is not freedom. There is no way to exceed or succeed, beat the system, rise above it, excel. It's a system that keeps everyone trapped except for the elite that run the system. They're the only ones who get to have anything special, anything wonderful. But the system, just remember, you don't want equity, equal outcome. Just look at it this way. If you want your airline pilot to be his training should be, you know, equity with all the other people that you know, just made it through the flight school or just basically can fly a plane. But
we're up against a hard break. Camille in Massachusetts. Camille, is that Camille? Yeah. Pledges 100. Thank you. We'll be right back.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand. There two strangers, as they trespassed, drew first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, let the enemy tell him lies. And from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders, shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Though the armies of the enemy may surround us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend, as we gather here together, stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
All right, you know, Joe, even though Sammy was murdered and Vicky's were murdered by rogue federal agents, the fact that Randy and his daughter and the hired hands survived, it was due to a lot for this radio program. It was this very radio program when that took place. We were on the air, and there were people up on the mountain that called in live while that was taking place. And because of that, they were going to dump airplane fuel and try to burn them out. And somebody went down there, and Jack McGlam and Bo Greitz were down at that time negotiating with the feds, and somebody went down and said, there's a guy in Cleveland is on the radio, and he's giving a blow-by-blow description of everything that's happening here. And when that happened, they pulled the chopper off. And so,
yeah. And I want to remind everybody, they kept talking about his fortress. He had a home-built cabin he built for himself. It wasn't a fortress. It was just a home-built cabin, a little rough. But they called it a fortress. It's just one more example how the government lies, deceives, and why we are here to tell people the truth.
So, folks, we can bring him back. We can restore. We know our job is to this. Look, God gives us three missions. The very first is the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and that's to go out throughout the world, preaching the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
And teaching. The other is from Genesis to Revelation. Genesis to Revelation. God's word, the Bible, is very clear. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience. And folks, again, he tells you, number three, we're to stand fast, hold to the traditions of the apostles, not give up any ground. And that's what we're to do. And listen, if you'll do this, I really feel that the Lord's coming back soon, Joan. I may be wrong, but I really feel he's coming back, because all of the signs of his soon return are out there. And they're growing every day. But we need to do all that we can. We need to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross. Lori in Texas just pledged 100. Thank you, Lori. Thank you. That point ranks us down to about 3,200. And we have 19 minutes. We got to raise 3,200. And we have 19 minutes to do it, folks. We need $3,000 pledges. We need three pledges to match that. We got to get her done tonight, boy, because we're 3,000 short of where we need to go to stay in the air, to keep bringing you programs like we're bringing you here tonight. Joe, here, election interference, new details emerge on the Hunter laptop. Here he goes, a coalition of America's national security experts colluded. We talked about this, I don't know how many times. Colluded in a letter during the 2020 presidential election that claimed, without any evidence whatsoever, none, that the Biden family scandals detailed in a laptop computer abandoned in a repair shop by Hunter Biden were all just Russian disinformation. And now a new report explains that that letter actually was closer to election interference.
I think that's wrong. I think it was definitely election interference. When you get intelligence community to come out and everyone came out and parroted the same line, it looks like, it appears to be, it stands, the words they used, but it's very much like Russian disinformation. Not one of them had read it, looked at it, but they all were willing to sacrifice truth, come out and say it to what? Save Joe Biden. That is election interference, because many polls, especially media research did a big poll that many of the people that voted for Biden, had they heard about this laptop and all the garbage on it and the corruption, they think they would have lost many of the swing state fights and the election. So absolutely. I call that election interference, not maybe, could be, it definitely was. When the government lies to the people, that's interference.
All righty. 888-281-1110. Now we have 11 minutes, folks. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll be here till midnight. We'll be here tonight, midnight. So once we're off the air, we'll still be here for another 7 minutes, waking, trying to take your calls, because we can't afford not to. We got to make that. We've got to make up that difference. So we're still 3,200 short of where we belong tonight. And so, yeah, Joe, you know, when you're talking about the new mayor in Chicago and what's going on there, here, lone woman, one single lone woman was swarmed and brutally attacked by dozens of thugs, of young thugs in Chicago. And this is an article from the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit reported on hundreds of teens rioting in the streets near Millennium Park Sunday night. The teens smashed car windows, fired guns, attacked citizens during the violent spree. The mayor had no problem with that. He said, what's wrong with that? In fact, not only did the mayor have no problem with that, one of their state senators here, a guy named State Senator Robert Peters, he represents part of Chicago, wants everyone to understand that it was just a mass protest. That's all. So what?
Yeah.
Okay. mobbing and beating.
Peaceful protest. Another one of those, huh?
Yeah. He really doesn't see anything wrong with it. He says, I'm a glutton for punishment, and I'm sure I'm going to get the most unhinged crime weirdo replies, but I would look at the behavior of young people as political act. That's all a statement. He wrote, there you go, folks. And that's what they have elected. Listen, you folks that voted for him, you don't deserve. If you voted for Senator Robert Peters, you don't deserve anything better. You really don't.
Well, it's not just him. Let me read some headlines. Mob randomly attacks a couple walking in Chicago. The mob said they were going to kill us. Shocking moment. Criminal with 11 prior arrests bludgeons female New York City PD cop in the head with a bottle, then attacks her. St. Louis homicide detective blows whistle on Soros-backed DA's concerted effort to break down the legal system. Warns young people not to go into law enforcement. Says it's not worth it. It's not safe. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate gave probation to domestic abuser who later killed two people, burned their bodies. Detroit murder suspect out on bond accused in fourth killing. He's out on bond and this is his fourth killing. It goes on and on. I've got more, but if that doesn't give the people the idea, I don't know what will. We've elected crazy people in our major cities. We've elected these George Soros puppets, and the streets are filled with crime, violence. Innocent people are suffering. The American people have to wake up, have to vote these people out of office. We have to take our towns, our cities, our counties, our states, our government back from these crazy people. There's just no other answer, right?
All righty, folks. Donna in New York pledged 100, and Vilma in Texas pledges 35. Thank you. All right, that puts us down to about 3,000. I need three people to match that pledge, or six people to match the 500. Folks, we've got approximately about 7 minutes left, but we will be here, after we go off the air till midnight. So, again, that number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you out there so you can continue to hear from us.
I've got a story that we did way back a couple years ago. Former intelligence chief, DNI, John Ratcliffe, will testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic today. He was supposed to testify. Well, we knew ahead of time what he was going to say. He basically said the only explanation and plausible assessment for the COVID-19 global pandemic is a leak from the Chinese Communist Party-controlled lab at Wuhan, and he cites U.S. intelligence and numerous diverse and unassailable sources for the information. Remember, this was the man that had all access to every bit of information from the CIA, NSA, everybody, everywhere. And he said his informed assessment with all this information that continues to be a lab leak is the only explanation credibly supported by science, by our intelligence, and by common sense. Well, we were telling the people this way back when it first started. It was a lab leak. There were Chinese scientists and people came out and said, it's a leak from the lab, and these people were silenced, killed, or jailed. We don't know what happened to them, but we know that they were speaking out, and we reported what they said. And here the stuff is.
Yeah, but Joe, the big story is still the same. Look, many, many more times people died from the shot that they're getting than actually died from the COVID.
True.
Mm-hmm. Here again, many times more people died from the kill shot than they died from the COVID. But you're not hearing that because they're still pushing it out there.
Right, they're still pushing it.
And Fauci's still getting rich off it.
Lies and deceit. And by the time the truth comes out, most people have so bought the lie, they don't pay any attention when the truth comes out because this is, what, 2 years too late? Or over 2 years too late?
Well,
and
you know what
happens to the truth. But we were right when it happened again.
They estimate, look, when they report, the VAERS report only gives from 1 to 10% of the actual number when they report
right.
something. And they've reported 300,000 Americans have died from the shot. 300,000. So that's between 1 and 10% of the actual amount,
but
Joe.
It could be hugely higher, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
It could be closer to millions.
Absolutely. All right, we are down to about 2,500. We're down to about 2,500. Susan in Illinois just pledged 500. Thank you, Susan, there in Illinois.
One of the 500s.
Yep.
Can we get about three more, huh?
Yeah, well, we need about five more.
Yeah, you know, you and I could make bigger donations if we got paid for what we do, but when we donate all our own time to do this, our own equipment, spend money on our own computers. And
you know, Joe, what? We had the biggest pledge last month of ever, and a lot of it because I got a lot of the letters. We got a lot of letters, and it was get well sympathy because of my shoulder surgery, but you know, I only got one good shoulder left, but maybe if you were to go ahead and donate a shoulder, it would pick up. Do you think you could do that?
Well, in a few months, I'm going to donate my whole face to surgery.
I know. That's right. We'll be keeping you in prayer, too. Wow. Andrea now in Illinois pledged 500.
Wow.
That brings us down to about 2,000. We're getting close.
We're getting there.
Yeah. We need about 2,000 more. We don't have a whole lot of time to do it, though, but we will be here, Lord, until midnight. And the phones, you can still keep calling till midnight. So,
you know, you were breaking way back, wrote the story about these fiber masses in the blood in people. Embalmers were finding things. Another big story, the funeral director and embalmer, Laura Jeffrey, testified at the National Citizens Inquiry in Toronto, Canada, shedding light on a disturbing phenomena she has observed since the rollout of the experimental COVID vax. And she goes on about these anomalies and when they were embalming people, the really thick, stickier, thicker, darker, clot-like polka dots, dirty blood, and long strings of fibrous masses in the veins of the deceased individuals in her care. And she said it was something I have never seen in 24 years as an embalmer and funeral director.
Yeah, I know. Remember that. Carla in Texas just pledged 100. Carla in Texas pledged 100.
Thank you, Carla.
So that's bringing us closer, folks. We're getting down there. So
story that we broke that kind of thing long ago, telling them, and it just keeps dribbling out. More and more people are now reporting on things that we reported on, you know, 2 years ago.
Well, again, people say, you know, I remember we had a lady called in one day. I should say a woman because she was not a very friendly. She was calling and she was saying that, how do you guys always know this before everybody? How do you know this before everybody, before you hear it on the news and all of this? Because you must be a part of this. You must be a part of the deep state, the communist. And I try to explain to this woman, no, our job is to get the news to the people, to inform you. Their job is to keep you from being informed, woman. Awaken. All right, Joe, you got 3 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 3 minutes?
I sure can. One of my favorite hymns is called When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning being eternal, bright and fair, when the verse shall gather over on the air, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'll be there. Pastor Ernie will be there. And the people that are in the studio with Pastor Ernie, those born-again believers, part of the ministry, they'll be there. My question is, will you be there? Will you be there? Have you asked yourself when that glorious day comes, when the Lord returns to take his children home, will you be there when the roll is called up? Will your name be called? You see, for that to happen, Jesus said, ye must be born again. Jesus talked to Nicodemus, and he asked, and Jesus said, ye must be born again. And he meant a spiritual birth, not a physical birth, but a spiritual birth. That spiritual birth happens when you call upon God and you confess from your heart that your sins, that you're sorry, that your sins placed his son on that cross. You see, God sent his foot, only begotten son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to be the Lamb of God that takes away your sins. He came to take your place, my place, Pastor Ernie's place on that cross. He paid the price for our sin debt. And when you're born again, you confess that your sins put Christ there and ask for forgiveness from God. You will be, if you have a truly repentant heart, forgiven. And then you can call on the Lord Jesus himself and ask him to be Lord of your life. I want to give myself to you, Lord. I want to take that name of Christian. I want to be one of yours. I want to become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of the living God. And Jesus will accept that because you've confessed and been forgiven. And he will send you the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. Your body then becomes the temple of the living God. You become your own high priest. And you become part of the family of God, a real son or daughter of God himself, a spiritual child, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And the change is phenomenal. See, God sends no one to hell. You choose whether you go to heaven or hell. You send yourself to heaven or hell by your decisions, what you choose. You will never regret accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior and becoming a child of the kingdom. You receive a peace that the scripture says
30 seconds, Joe.
Decision only you can make. We can tell you what God's word said, what he says. Only you can make the decision where you spend eternity. And I can tell you this, I've never met anyone in my life who's ever regretted becoming born again.
Yeah, but there's a whole lot that wish they had, okay? No unbelievers in heaven or hell. There's no unbelievers. They all believe, but some in glory and some in torment. You don't want to be the latter. Well, it's that time again, folks, that we get to every night at this time when we say good night, God bless.
God bless.
And remember, always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.